Hello, you TV on DVD loving faithful drowning in credit card debt. Welcome to another WDVD TV marquee edition of the DVD Marquee. I'm your so-called broadcasting brainiac, Jeffrey Rosato, and thanks so much for listening in again. Now today, you're in for two wildly diverse programs that couldn't be more apart artistically. But since I'm kind of like the Dr. Johnny Fever of program directors for this division of the Marquee, diversity is the name of the game here. So let's not waste any more time and get this WDVD TV Marquee underway. Listen. Listen to that. Can you resist not moving to that theme song? Oh, yeah!
I'm a lonesome brother.
Tell me about it. Woo! That's the theme to the Bill Cosby Show. Now, that's not to be confused with the show called Cosby that ran on CBS back in the 1990s, or the Cosby Mysteries that ran on NBC for around a year in 1994, 1995, nor the infamous The Cosby Show, which helped save NBC's butt in the mid-1980s, or the short-lived Cause that ran for about a month and a half on ABC from 1976. And finally, it's not to be confused with the new Bill Cosby Show, which CBS broadcast into our living rooms from 1972 to 1973. Now, did you guys get all that? There will be a quiz at the end of the program. But seriously, I'm talking about the absolute original Bill Cosby Show that premiered on NBC back in September of 1969. Now, did this. Not only was it the most popular new comedy of the 1969-1970 fall season, but it just missed being the biggest new arrival of that year, settling for the runner-up slot to Marcus Welby, M.D. Okay, for those of you not familiar with this period of Cosdery, I like that, Mr. Cosby plays Chet Kincaid, a likable high school basketball coach who still lives at home with his family and tends to wind up getting into a lot of misadventures with his players, friends, and kin. Now, what I loved most about the show when I watched it way back when is that it's really representative of the Bill Cosby I grew up with, the great stand-up comic mind who would tell these lengthy but hilarious stories that had great payoffs, and perhaps even a lesson or two, a trait he would explore more in Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Now, I know what some of you are saying out there, Jefferson, you forgot about that, and the Electric Company, but I was thinking prime time when trying to get some notes together about this show, but those programs are no less important in the career of Bill Cosby and really helped expand his audience to a whole new group of fans. A lot of that material is also available on DVD as well, by the way. Anyway, the show lasted for just two seasons, which some of you might think is a little weird considering it started off like gangbusters, but we'll talk about that more in just a second. The Bill Cosby Show was also notable for introducing some great new talent and guest shots, including soon-to-be-familiar faces like Cicely Tyson, Vic Tabak from Alice, Remember Mel from The Diner, Grandpa Walton himself, the great Will Gere, Joyce Bulifant, who would gain even greater fame as a recurring panelist on the Old Match Game show, and rare television appearances from the likes of British actress Elsa Lanchester and Hollywood legend Henry Fonda, believe it or not. The supporting cast was also terrific, with Lee Weaver, who didn't really want to act at all. He was happy being Bill's stand-in on things like I Spy, if I remember correctly, and Cos talked him into playing his brother, and he's still acting today. I believe he's a regular or semi-regular on That's So Raven. And another notable regular, for the first season at least, on Bill's show was the wonderful Lillian Randolph, who played his mom. And she would later become a part of one of the best sitcoms of the 1970s, The Jeffersons, playing who else but Mother Jefferson. Now, the season one box set of The Bill Cosby Show contains one sole extras. No commentary, featurette, or anything like that. But what Shout Factory did manage to include is really special. A rare interview with the man himself talking about Mr. William H. Cosby, Ph.D., I think. He's a Ph.D. in funny, I know that for sure. And this series must still be near and dear to his heart because he gives a nearly 20-minute monologue on the background of the show, NBC's creative misgivings about it, which will clue you in to why it only lasted 2 years, how the theme song was conceived along with the great Quincy Jones, and everything you could possibly want to know about the series. And it's a real treat for longtime Cosby fans like me who could listen to him for hours. As for the episodes themselves, quality-wise, they look and sound quite good for a series that's now 35-plus years old. They may be a little grainy in places for some taste, but they also have a nice, warm, film-like appearance, which I think is a great trade-off. If you enjoyed it back in the day or in syndication, there's no doubt you'll walk away satisfied with the way these 26 episodes are presented. The Bill Cosby Show, Season 1, yet another fantastic package from the quality-minded folks at Shout Factory. Remember the days when animal and nature shows were nice, wholesome affairs with your host all nattily dressed in zookeeper outfits as you brought your family in front of the living room TV to bond?
This ain't the Jungle Jack age anymore, mister.
For newcomers, welcome to the world of Wild Boys, an MTV2 network smash whose first two seasons must have done some really big business at the cash registers, for it's back with not one, but two complete seasons in one, seasons 3 and 4 from Paramount. And I guess the best way to describe this show for those of you unfamiliar with it, think Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures combined with, say, Johnny Knoxville's Jackass. Matter of fact, two of the refugees from that unlikely MTV smash, Chris Pontius and Steve O, are the host slash human targets slash guinea pigs for this insane mix of crazy stunts and worldwide wildlife travelogue gone mad. Now, I hate most of MTV's most recently reality-based fare, and can safely say I have never followed anything they've done past the age of Cindy Crawford's House of Style and The Big Picture with Chris Connolly and The Weekend Rock with Kurt Loder. I mean, here we got these guys vomiting for laughs and winding up in elephant duty mere minutes into my introduction to the show. Good Lord. But here's the strange thing. Once I got into the rhythm of the show, I was mildly amused and entertained. And it is interesting to see the many unusual types of animals from all corners of the globe, from the wilds of Africa to the Louisiana Bayou and the good old US of A. Would I put it on my TiVo as a weekly excursion? Probably not. But having it on DVD for when the mood hits you for something completely different, it's not a bad thing to have on hand. Technically, the DVDs have nice picture quality that's very film-like, the color's fantastic, and aside from the slam dancing theme song, sound is pretty basic, but gets the job done, and you don't expect supersonic audio from something like this anyway. And for those of you that adore the show like your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you're going to be drenched in extras like Steve-O in a bathtub full of centipedes. I wonder if they've done that yet. All the extras are housed on disc 3 of the set, and they start with 15 minutes of outtakes, mainly on the raunchy side, perhaps a little too risque even for cable audiences. You've got 36 minutes of bonus segments, which could be called outtakes themselves. Maybe the producers didn't feel they worked in the context of the episodes they were originally conceived for. And one of the wildest ones involves scorpions in two different fashions. And again, probably not a good idea to have dinner while watching these, okay? Just to warn you. Over and Out is a feature, kind of tongue-in-cheek, taking a look behind the scenes of the show with the technical crew and stars recalling some of their wildest adventures in front of the camera, and it gives you an interesting perspective on these zany guys and their unusual brand of entertainment. There's individual photo galleries of seasons 3 and 4, and unlike some features on many a DVD, there's actually some information contained along every shot, which is really cool. Wild Boys fans that remember the Nintendo DS ad that Chris and Steve appeared in, that's also included, along with a making of included immediately following. Your usual previews for a number of MTV-related fare, including the Jackass box set and Ultimate Predator, are included. Every episode has a commentary track from many of the folks involved with the show, including special guest star Johnny Knoxville. And finally, my favorite bonus on this set, the top 10 Wild Boys moments of the show thus far. And there are some gems here, including an elk getting more than a little frisky with the guys disguised in a similar outfit, a trip aboard a Russian cosmonaut training aircraft, also known as one of those infamous vomit comets, with our would-be spacemen conveniently or inconveniently foregoing the barf bags, and most memorably, the boys attempting to lounge in a miniature swimming pool filled with baby alligators, one of whom nearly takes a slice of Steve-O's hiney off. Mommies and daddies, you may want to cover up the little one's ears for about 30 seconds. For the rest of you over 13 who may be sensitive to wordy dirds, this is most definitely a PG-13 moment, so you know. And if you're at work, mute the speakers. Definitely not work safe. Here we go.
All right, enough relaxing. Time to go back to work.
Mommy! God, you bastard! Get him off!
Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
Oh my God, that was so cool.
The alligator actually tried to bring Steve-O down like prey.
Steve-O's a little shooken up right now.
Dude, I thought that you guys were going to be calling me half-assed.
Okay, I'll admit it. I did laugh at the half that joke. That's good ad-libbing, let me tell you. So if you love the show, no recommendation needed. It's a great set. And for those who get unnerved at the sight of a cockroach emerging within eyesight after hours, avoid it like the plague. But if you're game enough to at least give it a rental, don't be surprised if you find yourself drawn into the insanity of those wild boys. Seasons 3 and 4 together and available now from Paramount. And that wraps up another programming day at the WDVD Marquee TV division of the DVD Marquee. Remember, we welcome your comments via email at thedvdmarquee@gmail.com, and you can help us reach new recruits to our listening audience by voting for us at Podcast Alley. Go to our main page at www.thedvdmarquee.com and look for the Vote for Us section. For HTF Radio, thehometheaterforum.com, and iCraveDVD.com, this is Jeffrey Rosato saying thanks for listening. And remember, when you drive, use a car. Yeah, I know. That was bad. That was bad. My bad. Okay, it was bad.